The Swoop, an extract from Smoke Show by Sayra Viola.
Mark Schneider, law school dropout, part-time drunk, serial masturbator, high-functioning meth addict, sex bot devotee, ex-husband, and one of LAPD's finest. Early morning, parked outside Baby Blues in an unmarked gray Chrysler 300, still code 3 equipped. His white shirt unbuttoned, revealing a full, pecan-tinted rug. Cuff sleeves turned back. His black pants were unzipped, and his cock poked out of striped jockeys. Schneider had a sock missing, and a solitary long, frizzy white hair dangled from his left nostril. Checking his face in the rearview mirror, he yanked the hair out. Son of a bitch, you still got it. He ran the tips of his fingers down the right side of his face. A face checkered with mistakes, money fights, an unreported murder. Schneider smoothed his shirt down, zipped up, and rummaged around in the back seat. Sifting through paper coffee cups, potato chip packets, and a half-drank bottle of Jameson, and then a dozen grease-spotted Five Guys burger bags, he grabbed his deodorant stick, twist, click, and slicked both armpits. And then he spied a little mouthful of sunlight. A sparkly-faced, pretty teen, Marla, skipped in front of him. She flung off her denim jacket, revealing a sea-green neoprene boob tube underneath, and hiked up a lace skirt, allowing the youthful rush of summer heat to embrace her as she wheeled her hips around. Her V-cut pink string tanger on show. High, high, high. Her smiling hunkers on display. Caterwauling, tuneless karaoke-style rhymes, she was all taste as she hopscotched towards the patrol car. Kool-Aid cup in her hand, her apple-shaped ass winking, jiggle, jiggle, like the soft, round sound of a tenor trombone. Schneider's smutty eye preyed on Marla's intoxicating euphoria. Fresh. He leant back in his seat, slid his hand down to his leg, and winced as he lifted the hem of his pants. A dime-sized hole in the middle of his right calf dripped blood. He blotted it dry with a stained paper towel, tossed it in the back seat. Small fish are easy prey, he muttered. Pat and frisk, every curve, inside thigh and sugar walls. He opened the car door using the Dutch reach technique so he could easily spot any oncoming distractions or potential witnesses. Excuse me, miss. Marla was in her own cuckoo-cuckoo bubble. A taupe suede boho hippie tassel purse hung from her neck.
Yeah?
Miss, could you please step this way?
What for?
'Cause I asked you to.
You got no right to ask me anything. You're not doing anything wrong. Let me pass.
Schneider looked at her like a dumb animal. You ain't shit, baby. You ain't nothing, and you ain't going nowhere. Marla spat on the ground.
Bastard!
Whoa. Easy, tiger. Without blinking, Schneider pinned her arms behind her back, using his left hand to control her. Within seconds, she was cuffed. He forced her to stand legs apart against his car and placed his big, meaty hands on her waist. After patting her down, he groped her left butt cheek.
You got your ID?
Marla flinched. Then he groped her right butt cheek. Her eyelashes instinctively quivered.
Don't touch me.
Cool it, honey. You're slurring your words, and there's that crazy eye twitch. You reek of weed and PCP, and you're in a lot of trouble. Doesn't look good for you. Not at all. No, ma'am. Thing is, little lady, I'm entitled to touch anywhere I want, because I got a feeling you're concealing, and your freaky-deaky neck shit makes me think you're under the influence of a drug or controlled substance. But I'm a nice guy. I'm thinking you and me can work something out. He caught the warmth of her body as he stood behind her, with his cock pressed hard against her ass, and slipped his fingers into the back of her panties. You know what I want. Marla opened her mouth as wide as she could, her tonsils trying to spread the injustice.
Ah!
Schneider lunged deeper and squeezed her snatch. One more word, and I'll fuck the shit right out of you. Marla tossed her head back and Mule kicked him in the shin. He stumbled, picked himself up, and untied the purse from her neck. Now, what we got here? Some kind of prairie hippie shit? Inside her purse, Marla had a driver's license, cell phone, a tiny tube of Tahitian Sunrise lip tint, an EBT card, and some foil wraps. Schneider held the purse under his right arm and walked into the car, placing her head first into the front passenger seat. He sat on the driver's side and pretended to run her intel through his police laptop.
We got a real messy situation.
Clearly, you're under the influence of some kind of drug, probably some alcohol, too. Completely out of it, in a public place. So you're a danger to yourself and everyone around you. He held up the foil wraps. And what we got here? Some leftovers? Little angel dust? Christ. Schneider's face grew uglier. Girl, you're fucked. Well, what's it gonna be? Big Jim and the twins? Or a trip to the precinct and county lockup? Get down, girl. Come on. Get down. A string of tears beaded Marla's eyes.
You want me to suck you off and you let me go?
That's right. Bastard! I saw the EBT card. Don't know why they bother with that shit. You can't buy vitamins, hot food, beer, soap, cigarettes, liquor, or tobacco. So what's the fuck's it good for?
If you accept my offer, at least, you'll be getting a dose of good old American protein.
Just you and me. It's a very generous offer.
Marla clawed her own hands, form of self-protest.
What kind of fucked up popo are you anyway?
The real kind. Dirty. Reliable. Now, we got a deal, or what?
Marla leant over. She dug her nail tips into her palms until they drew blood as she pushed her lips forward. Pastel ribbons of vomit began to build in her glottis. Schneider unzipped his pants.
Grab it with both hands, yeah.
Stop it bobbing.
Now, give it a good long slow suck, lollipop style.
Marla noticed his .45 caliber Kimber Classic pointed at her face the whole time. She felt as if her tongue were buried in white America, as if she had no control of her own body. Terror. She wanted to run. Run from his blistered thumbs and his sickly cologne. But one look at his maligned little eyes and she hung on, feeding her wounds into his mouth. When it was over, she remained perfectly still for a while, staring at a singing wave of blue sky.
I always wanted to live up there, with a cotton candy fountain and pink jello unicorns.
Schneider dropped her off at a vacant parking lot near Family Dollar. She sat on the curb and threw up. A 5-minute technicolor barfing opera, all her dreams, missed opportunities, and nightmares splattered to the ground. Schneider adjusted his pants and drove away, spanking the tarmac at speed. Pounding on the steering wheel, he screeched the lyrics to AC/DC's Highway to Hell. No stop signs! No one's gonna slow me down! In the cavities of his mind, Schneider believed he was a renegade, reacting against the system he'd stopped believing in long ago. To everyone who knew him, he was a snorting, stealing-dealing crooked cop. The god of the unflushed crapper, feasting on fresh blood.